Joining me, we have Joe Hannell, a reporter with the Durango Herald, and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I know both of you have been covering things on the presidential beat in addition to the State House. A lot of people were surprised recently when Santorum did a lot better in Colorado than they anticipated, especially since Colorado has been seen as a Romney state. Joe?
It has been, although just talked to Bob Levy, a political science professor from Colorado Springs, and he made a great point that 2008, Mitt Romney won the state really handily, and his campaign probably made the mistake of thinking Colorado is a Romney state. Well, in 2008, it was a different dynamic. Romney was seen as the conservative alternative to John McCain. This year, Romney is kind of the John McCain type of candidate. And Rick Santorum was the one who came out here, worked really hard, presented himself as the conservative alternative. And that's what Republican voters went for.
John Strayer, who's a political scientist up in Colorado State University, said something interesting the other day. He said there's a certain element of the GOP party that wants to embarrass political scientists and reporters. Exactly what happened.
Does it matter at all that most of the state lawmakers endorsed Romney?
It appears not, and not just state lawmakers. We're talking the whole Republican firmament here. Former Governor Bill Owens, three former senators that I know of, Hank Brown, Wayne Allard, Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Anybody who's anybody in Republican politics has pretty much endorsed Romney. The vote last week was not just a rejection of Romney, not just an embrace of Santorum, but you can kind of see it as a rejection of the Republican mainstream party and the party leaders. And this has been going on in Colorado elections for about three election cycles now. It's been quite a long time since one of the party's chosen candidates has made it through a primary or made it through a caucus. We've had Ken Buck running in the Senate race last year, Dan Mays running for governor over Scott McInnes. The endorsement, it almost seems like the kiss of death recently.
And so this is something that the rank-and-file voters, GOP voters, have been telling the leadership for some time now. We don't like some of your choices that you've been picking. They just don't work for us. You know, the whole Tea Party movement here has been saying that time and time again. To them, it's like these guys still don't want to listen. Romney has problems in their minds, and that's why people have gone from Rick Perry to Santorum to Newt Gingrich, and they're wondering when the leadership is finally going to wake up and listen to their choices.
And do you think it has to do with just anyone who's in leadership? I'm thinking of our House Majority Leader Amy Stevens at the State House level. She's a Republican. She is very conservative, but yet she sponsored a bill that deals with the health exchanges, something required under Obama's health care law. Conservatives are calling it Amy Care. She's really been beat up over that. She's not a moderate Republican, though.
No, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody more rock-ribbed conservative than Amy Stevens. Yet she's been cast as this screaming liberal in a primary with another sitting state legislator, Marsha Looper. I think what's going on here is there's just a huge distrust of elites. That would include all three of us, the media, party establishments, among people on both the left and the right. People just don't trust institutions anymore. And once you become part of that institution, once you're like Amy Stevens and you're elected to a leadership post, then leadership places demands and constraints on you. You have to make compromises. You have to do expedient things, be a little bit pragmatic, or else he won't function for very long.
That's a real good point, Joe, because even Tea Party candidates, once they got elected, then suddenly they were part of the institution, and they need now to be replaced. It's damned if you do or damned if you don't run for office.
That was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.